Hey, so here we are. Please excuse me. I know we only have a couple of people viewing at the current time. There's two. Okay, so hopefully all three, four, five, and it goes up and up and up. So tonight you're just going to have me, Marco, from Marco and Renee, the hot wife couple, talking about. So there's no tits and there's no boobage and no hot wife sat next to me, but this is really a question and answer kind of show on hot wifing. So this is really for those guys that want to have a little piece of information that they didn't have before, all to do with hot wifing. So let's see if a few more people can join us before we get started with the session. And the session is, please say hello when you join me, just so I know exactly who is online. We're also recording a video at the same time here. So if I look over at the camera, please excuse me because we are actually recording this show for one of the podcasts that we put out on YouTube because it's great content. I know, I guess I have some titties, but they're not as good as Renee's, which is a real bummer. I guess normally we'd have about 75 people by now, but I guess everybody just wants to see a nice pair of tits and not actually get any information. So please say hello if you're out there so I know exactly what country you're in and where you're from. So, hi, I'm Marco. And today's episode or discussion is all about how do we vet men for swinging and hot wifing. So I see there's a few of us out there right now that's watching. Please say hello to me so I know exactly what countries you're from. Normally we have everyone from the Netherlands and Italy and many other countries. Again, no titties, just mine. So no hot wife tonight. Let's see whether we can start this session. Does anybody want to say hi? Maybe not. It keeps them going from 7 to 5 to 4, 7 to 5 to 4. I bet everybody is just waiting to see some hot tits. I would love it if somebody could connect and say hello. I'm Marco down here in Southwest Florida, just yearning to give you a whole bunch of information if you're a single guy that wants to get in the hot wifing lifestyle. Or if you're a wife that wants to get in the hot wifing lifestyle and needs just a little bit of encouragement and a bit of information, perhaps that you didn't have before. Let me have a little look. Oh, no. Hey, from Sarasota, SRQ guy. Well, thank God for that. At least there's someone right here in Southwest Florida. Great to talk to you, SRQ guy. I think we may have chatted to you before. I'm not quite sure, or seen you at a Southwest Florida event. Oh, and Tampa, just around the corner. Hopefully, you're all budding hot or guys that want to get with hot wives. I hope that's the reason why you're here, because this is what we're all here to talk about today, and to talk about how someone like me that has a hot wife vets single guys. Let me know whether that's your subject matter or whether there's something else you'd like to talk about. Hello from Greece. Oh my gosh, that is so fabulous to have someone from Greece. Hey, listen, I hope the fires are not near you. I did see on the TV today that Corfu and perhaps Malaga or places like that were having some fire issues. And I know that's a yearly thing. And I used to live in one of the islands out there many years ago, so I know how that can be quite tragic. Fingers crossed it's not happening where you are right now in Greece. So let's cut to it and let's just talk about. I'm not quite sure whether, thankfully, not near me, but such a disaster. It really is a disaster. Not only in Greece, I hear that mainland Spain is having some issues with some heat and fire. And I heard in Italy they're also having some thunderstorms that have been quite treacherous. So we're seeing global issues all around the world with the weather. I know that, especially in California, it's a national yearly event for us to have fires, which is a real bummer. So the hot wifing process. I don't know whether any of you are very good at finger typing whilst I'm talking. And please excuse me if I'm looking up at a camera. I'm actually videotaping this at the same time. Thanks for your thoughts, but on a happy note, love the jacket. Oh, thank you so much. It's actually a suit. It's a white suit. I got it in Atlanta just recently. It's one of my white suit party outfits. So I super like it. I appreciate that. Thank you. So the subject matter today, for anybody that really cares, and if you do, it's fabulous. If you don't, well, hopefully you'll just stay with us just to hear what I have to say and see whether it has any relevance to you chaps trying to get into the lifestyle as a hot wife hunter or a chap that would like to have sex with hot wives. Just so you know, episode 37 of Miami Swings, or 36, is with the hot wife hunter who is traveling around the country having sex with the most beautiful women that is possible to have sex with. He's the hot wife hunter. He has an episode in a series and an OnlyFans page, is doing incredibly well. He's having sex with the most beautiful hot wives one has ever seen. He's definitely worth seeking out on the internet. Please look him up. So we're going to talk about how to vet men for swinging and hot wifing, question and answers. So you can ask me questions, or I can just rabbit on like I normally do as much as possible to see whether you chaps can get any information from what I have to say that is workable for you in your hot wifing lifestyle. So let's start. So there are certain things that one can do and cannot do as a single male trying to have sex with a hot wife that's married to somebody else or in an open relationship with somebody. And we can talk about those very briefly if you'd like. The first thing is when you contact a prospective hot wife husband, number one, you're nearly always going to be speaking to the husband. Very rarely will you ever speak to the wife. It might appear that you're speaking to the wife, and the husband will probably reply in a sympathetic fashion by email as if he was the wife, because he wants to keep you engaged. But you're nearly 100% of the time talking to the husband. So that's really important to know, because a lot of guys think that they can turn on a little bit of charm. But always remember, it's probably the husband that's picking up the email or the text and communicating with you. And that's really good information to know, because then you can change your perspective on responses that the husband or the prospective partner is coming back at you with. So if you just send a picture of your dick and say, "Hey, I see you're a hot wife, I'd love to fuck you," and you send a picture of your dick, the probability is that it's the husband that's going to be receiving that email. And how would you react to that email if you were receiving it as a partner of a wife or a girlfriend or a partner? Probably not very well. So is it going to be received well? Probably not. What would be received well? So let's just discuss that for a minute. I get a lot of potential studs or bulls contact me by email saying, "Can you please have a look at my profile and let me know why I'm not getting any hot wives or hot wife husbands contacting me to have sex with their wives?" And one of the main things that I find is, as soon as I go to their profile, is the very first picture is probably of a girl that they had sex with one time. And they're like a little trophy, like, "Oh my God, I had sex with this girl. Look, I can have sex with pretty girls." So they put the girl's picture up there, and or them and the girl having sex as almost a trophy. A hot husband does not want to see that. It's almost disrespectful, because you're putting the girl on your profile picture that hasn't given permission for it. So it's almost like you're saying, "I'm going to come and have sex with your wife, take a photograph whilst we're having sex, and put it on my page." So it's never going to be successful if you put a picture of you and a girl having sex on your profile picture. The second worst picture to do is a dick pic. If you put a picture of your penis on there, it's probably not going to go very far because we all have penises and we all know what they look like. No wife needs to see that, and certainly not a hot husband. The third worst picture to have on your profile is a picture of yourself when you're putting yourself out there to have sex with somebody else's wife. It's probably a picture of you with no head. That shows that you are not secure enough to tell people you're about to come round and have sex with my wife. Now, unless you're a judge, or you work in a prison, or you're a policeman, or you're a nurse or a doctor, and you have some kind of clause in your contract that says that you can't be in a compromising on a compromising website, then that's totally acceptable. And in the email, you might just want to put, hey, listen, I have a picture without my head, but I do have a decency clause or a clause in my employment contract that doesn't allow me to show my face. But here's a picture of me in the email. That's totally acceptable. But so there we talked about three things that are not going to get you past step one, which is a picture of your dick, a picture of you with no head, showing that you're not confident to have sex with other people's wives, and unless there's a legal reason for it, such as a disclaimer, policeman, judge, et cetera, and or that you have a picture of another girl in your profile picture that never gave consent to have that picture put up there in the first place, just to show you're like a big cock and you can have sex with pretty girls. So that's the first thing. So my wit and charm isn't wasted on the husband. If he is the one communicating, he is evaluating me and looking for compatibility the same as the wife would. Yes, actually, so SRQ guy down here in Sarasota, that's 110% correct. Just so you know, when I'm talking to someone that's going to have sex with my wife, I am 100% looking out for her and the compatibility that she might have with that person. So I'm not looking out for me because I'm not going to be having sex with you, but I'm really being the person between you and her, making sure you fit the bill. And she's never going to know your name, just so you know. In most hot wife scenarios, not a lot of guys know this because guys like to be the cock and the bull and like to be in charge and the most masculine. In a hot wife scenario, one needs to really step back and realize that that's not your position in this particular sexual scenario, that the husband is going to control the entire environment and the entire process, unless it's cucking. Cucking is very different, where it's a different kind of process. But in hot wifing and swinging, you're probably going to be the secondary add-on to their relationship and not the primary. So one really needs to understand that from the beginning, and acknowledge it and be okay with it. And it's not a diss on you. It's not a bad thing. It's actually a benefit for you because you're really not the primary. You're just there as a secondary add-on sexual experience, as just a great cuck or a great cock and a great bull to fuck the shit out of the wife and make her have a great time and really experience the best sexual experience that she can possibly have. So remember that you're not there to be a boyfriend or a new partner. You're just there to be a great sexual experience for you and for her. So I hope that wasn't too intense. I know I can be intense when it comes to hot wifing because we have a lot of experience in hot wifing. Never had a bad experience. So we never had a bad experience for some very, very good reasons. And that's because I check the bull out or the guy out prior to any sexual experience that we have. So let's just move on a little bit. And please put your questions up. I know there's only a few of you watching, which is just fine. If I can help one person have a great hot wife experience, it's definitely going to be an incredibly gratifying experience for me. So if just one of you gets a great hot wife experience from this episode, I think it's totally worth it. So some of the things that you don't want to do. So say you've made contact and the husband has You think it's the wife, but artificially said that you're fine. We're going to meet you in a hotel. You're going to pay for the hotel. We're going to meet you there. We're going to have a great sexual experience. And you turn up. So you've got past gate 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. You've actually got there. And now you're turning up to the hotel. So number one, be on time. Do not be late. We only look for hotel meetings where she is blindfolded and no oral and condoms are required. It definitely limits us. Actually, hot JC, that is a mirror image of all of the most of the experiences that we have. My hot wife actually likes to be blindfolded, never knows the person she's having sex with. I control the entire environment, and we only use condoms as well. I would suggest to all bulls or potential cucks out there, or guys that want to have sex with married women with their husbands, always use a condom 100% of the time. There's really no reason not to, unless you have, hard cucking MacGyver. Yes, me. So there's really no reason not to use a condom unless you are the primary bull for the couple. And you're tested regularly, and you can show them that you're tested, and you can show them that you're only having sex with them. But otherwise, just always wear a condom, even for oral. Now, the reason why I say that is we had a scenario recently that happened where we had a bull come over to have sex. It was actually on a vacation where the bull had had sex with probably 6 or 7 other women prior, because it was in a threesome room and he was there as part of the event. And when he went down on my wife and licked her pussy for half an hour or so, afterwards we said, okay, now you've had sex with him, he licked your pussy for half an hour, it was a great experience. Then we were like, hang on, he just licked probably 6 or 7 pussies before yours. So now you're potentially in a position where you could get a sexually transmitted disease by just getting your pussy licked, because he licked so many pussies before. So it's always a good idea to wear a condom, to be extra protective prior to having oral sex. Make sure that everybody brushes their teeth, washes their face, and really make sure that they're ready to go individually just for you, and it's not from one to another. Now, I'm talking about our normal scenario is in a hotel, where many scenarios are in a playroom where a bull is having sex with more than one person, which happens on Naughty and New Orleans, on the cruises, many of the events where there are chocolate rooms or rooms where men are just there to have sex with your wives in a threesome scenario. So just think about that for a second. If somebody's had sex with 5 or 6 women and gone down on them, then they're going down on your wife. What kind of infection are they carrying on their chin or on their nose or on their cheek? So just be really, really cognizant of that if you're in the hot wifing swinger lifestyle. So let's just dive back. What about sex itself? Do hot wives want a ground and pound? Or so that's a very, very good question. And thank you, SRQ guy. Do they want to get ground and pound? So I would say all women, or all women in the lifestyle, are looking for pleasure. Now, I'm going to use the word pleasure openly, because my wife actually likes BDSM and pleasure. And she likes to be blindfolded and pleasure. And she likes BDSM blindfolded and pleasure. So I think the one big word I just used there, which was kind of follow through all of the different examples of hot wiping and swinging and kink, is pleasure. No woman wants to be pounded. Just so you know, I know we all want to be virile and strong and be the cock and be the bull and just lay one on. We've been doing this for 10 years. I've never met one woman that didn't like me to whisper in her ear, kiss her on the side of the neck, and just go slow. If you want to be a successful bull in the hot wife lifestyle, just go slow and give pleasure. Remember that very big word, pleasure. If you could tattoo that on your back or on your dick or on your ass, pleasure. Women generally in the hot wife lifestyle or the swinging lifestyle just want to receive pleasure. I can't say that enough, because I've seen a lot of people, bam, 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 bam. You see the lady get off the bed, her legs are shaking, and she says, "That was awful. Oh my God, he hurt my inner thigh. He hurt my ass. He hurt my back. I need to get..." Like, really, just give pleasure. Most women just want to be treated lovely and get a lot of pleasure. So very, very good question, SRQ guy. You've actually had some really doozies out there. Pleasure is definitely the main objective for all sexual experiences for a woman, unless otherwise implied. Now, you know, when we do a hot wife lifestyle experience, I send out a bunch of rules and regulations, which I'm going to actually read this to everybody, because I know we're 30 minutes in. This is a really good tell of what a husband's expectations is of a bull or a cuck or a cock that's going to come around and have sex with somebody's wife. Sounds right. Some guys are watching too much porn. You're absolutely right. True. Yeah. You know, that really, and they're great comments, just so you know. I know there's only a few of us listening to this, because everybody wanted to see tits and ass. And Angel Renee is not here to show you that. So I guess from 75 people, which is our average viewership, we're down to 12. But the 12 hopefully watching really want to learn something. So I'm going to tell you from a hot husband's point of view what you will receive from me prior to your playtime. I hope you all can take this in, listen to it slowly, and understand exactly what a wife is really looking for. And I'm going to read it. This is a text that you would receive from me should you have passed all of my barriers to actually get to actually meeting us. So I say, no, I like this. I feel like I'm going. So number one, when you contact us by email, I'm going to make sure you, if you have a dick pic, a picture with a girl, or you don't have a face pic, you're deleted. So only those that actually have a real face that sends us and a picture of their torso. We don't care about the penis size, is going to get an email from me. From that, I'm going to ask you to send me a picture of yourself immediately or within 30 minutes of you holding two pictures up, just the two fingers up, just like this. That means that you're the real person that's in the picture. If you can't do that, because everybody has a cell phone, probably means you're fake and you're not actually a real person. And then I delete you. And actually, I'm going to ban you from coming to our site. The next thing is, once you do that, I now feel confident that you're a real person. I'm going to have a conversation with you. And if the conversation goes well, just one or two texts, we don't need to do any more than that, because this is a sexual experience. It's not a friendship experience. I'm then going to ask for your telephone number and I'm going to send you a text. And this is actually what the text says. So expect these kind of texts from husbands prior to you playing with their wives. I think this is pretty accurate. And it says, this is the husband. I hope you don't mind, but she likes things to go organically during our play experiences, which means I wanted to talk to you a little prior to play up front. It will spoil her mood should we all have to sit down and talk about the play rules prior to play. We want this to go organically so she has maximum pleasure. Remember that word, pleasure. It's a pretty simple, really. She's a princess at only 93 pounds and very fit at only 4'11" in height. She does not like her hair pulled. She does not like to be disrespected verbally during her sexual experience. No slapping her on the ass or pain in any way during the sexual experience unless she asks for it. No anal unless she says, please fuck me in the ass. And then she'll prepare for that particular experience. Condoms must be worn at all times, even for blowjobs, right at the very beginning of our fun time. No means no, no matter when she or he or you say no. During the entire experience, whenever anybody uses the no word, everybody has to stop and reassess. You can't take photographs of her during the sexual experience at all, ever, because it's a private experience and not for public consumption. Other than that, we will all be giving her pleasure, which is what she likes. She loves to be fingered and licked at the same time prior to being fucked. That's her turn on. So if you could do that, that would really help the process. If you have any suggestions or rules and regulations about your play, please text them back to us so we can review them and see whether they fit our play style. Thanks, and I mark it husband. Now, this process of the original contact and the actual play time itself can often take about 2 weeks. And that's because most husbands get off on that process of having the power play of finding someone, interviewing them, making sure they're right, telling the wife about it, making a hotel date, taking her to a hotel, getting her fucked, going to a restaurant afterwards to talk about it. Normally about a 2 week process. So that's kind of the run through of what we would do as a hot wife couple, or as a swinger couple even, for bulls and for not cucking, but for guys to come around and have sex with us. Does anybody have any questions about that whole process that I just laid out, or any thoughts about how they might interject and make the process easier or more fluid? Or does that make sense to everybody that would probably be the way the scenario went? And is that very similar to the scenarios that you've all dealt with so far? I'll give a second so that you can all take a breath and type away. Again, no tits, just a jacket. It's funny that when Angel Renee is here, we have 75 people. When I'm here, we only have 12 or 13. I guess my tits aren't big enough. Or maybe they are. Do we have any women following the... Okay. What do you consider someone rushing? Okay. So we normally give about an hour and a half for a sexual encounter. So rushing would be anybody that is eager. Now, remember, when we all go to a hotel and we've already got to this point, we already know we're all having sex. There's one woman and two guys, we're both having sex with the woman. We already know that. That's why we're there. So what's the rush? If it takes 30 to 45 minutes to get to sex, to intercourse, to penetration, it should be totally okay. Remember, you're there. You're going to have sex with the wife. It's already a done deal. Otherwise, you wouldn't be there. We're not all going to get 45 minutes in, kiss, lick, suck, and then say, we need to get to Carrabba's and get that happy hour. You're having sex, so just go slow. Remember, it's all about pleasure. That's the number one thing in this entire scenario, is that the wife is having pleasure. The husband, as a husband, I'd like to meet them one-on-one and discuss this. You can get to know them as, you know, actually, one duchy, that's a very common scenario. A lot of husbands like to meet the bull prior to a sexual encounter with their wife to make sure they can look them in the eye, see the authenticity, meet them in a bar or in a coffee shop just to look at them and just know that they're real, so the wife isn't disappointed when they actually turn up. That's not our play style, but I do know that's probably around about 40% of the hot husband's play style, is to need that connection with the wife or without the wife to make sure there's some authenticity behind the potential sexual experience. So you're absolutely right. I did kind of glaze over that very quickly, and I apologize for that. I personally, and actually we make a note of it, my wife never needs to know their name, doesn't want to know their name, doesn't want to know even who they are. Sometimes she's blindfolded and never even sees them. I personally don't want to see them before the experience. I just want the experience to happen. Oh, let me just touch this camera real quick. Well, I guess I run out of power in my main camera system there. But yeah, as a husband, I'd like to meet someone who, yeah. I've met husbands first, where they ask me to meet first. Yeah. Where did you get your jacket from? Thank you very much. Hard cock coming giver. Oh, I love that. What a name. So the actual suit is from Casey Suits in Atlanta, Georgia. And I go there every couple of months to update my wardrobe. Probably one of the best places on earth to get suits from. That's the only place I actually go and get my suits. I would rather travel to Atlanta, Georgia to get the best suit I can instead of make do anywhere else. The only other place I'd get a suit is probably in London, or actually Windsor Car, or about Windsor, South London. But yeah, that's a really interesting question. Some people, or a really interesting comment. Some people do like to meet the person that's going to have sex with their wife beforehand. I personally don't. I don't see the benefit in that because I'm a very good reader of people by and if I did, and just to caveat that, we've actually done some video calls or some FaceTime calls with potential play partners just to make sure they're real, hear their voice, make sure they're authentic, and see the authenticity in their voice, because one can always tell how authentic somebody is by listening to their voice, I think. So we've gone over the rules or some of the things that a hot husband might ask of a bull prior to coming to the house. I just want to go over some other caveats. If I've met a husband first when they asked me to meet first, where do you get your jacket from? Sorry, what's the name of the place again? Actually, do you know what? I can't remember. It's KC Suits in Atlanta, Georgia, I think. Let me do, they send me a text nearly every couple of days. Let me see if I can find it. If you send me an email to Miami Swings at Yahoo, I'll send you a link to their store in Atlanta. In Atlanta, this particular suit store, they actually do three suits for $199 once every 8 weeks. So it's certainly a store to look out for. It's one of the best stores in America if you like to dress well. Much appreciated. Yeah, of course. So just send me an email, miamiswings@yahoo, and I'll make sure I send you the link to the store and probably get you a discount there too. They're really, really amazing. So let's just caveat, let's just step back a tiny bit. So, a lot of, hopefully, it's a lot of single guys that are watching right now that want to know how to pursue and how to be successful to come back for a second visit with a hot wife. So say you had this visit and you went through that laborious process of me sending you these rules and regulations and talking to you about what you can and can't do. You're like, the guy's a complete maniac. He's a control freak. All I want to do is come and give his wife pleasure. That's really all it's about. So say you came, the hotel was booked, or you came to the house, you gave her pleasure. How do you get back for a second hit? How do you come back for a second experience with the hot wife? The first thing you do is you don't take any photographs. You don't ask for her name whilst you're here. You just meet her, kiss her, enjoy the experience. If they want to give you the name, they'll give you the name. Anonymity is one of the safe points for hot wifing, that a wife doesn't want you to know who she is, that you're fucking. Perhaps she is a judge. Perhaps she is in a position of superiority and doesn't want you come knocking on that particular business door. So don't ask her name, just enjoy the experience. Don't text her after the experience. You can text the husband or email the husband. Don't call her any pet names during the sexual experience, like, hey, honey bunny, hey, pretty silly Fanny Annie. It's not a girlfriend. It's not a potential hookup for more hookups in the future. It's just a fuck experience. It's a sexual experience. Take it for what it is and really enjoy it and give as much pleasure as you can. Don't call her any pet names during the sexual experience. It will take everybody's erection away. One of the things I want you as single guys to consider is authenticity and allowing the husband to know that you're real. So give them your cell number, give them your Facebook account. They're not going to be broadcasting that you just fucked their wife, believe me. But they want to make sure that you're a real person, that you're not married with three kids, living in San Bernardino, taking a night off to go fuck somebody's wife. They really want an authentic person. So the more you give, the more you're going to get as an experience is concerned, and the faster the experience will happen for you. So what I mean by that is if you give up your cell phone number so they can text you, if you give up your Facebook account so they can see who you are, that you're not married, if you give up your LinkedIn account so they can see you really are a really good person with a good spirit of influence, you're probably going to get to fuck a lot faster than you would otherwise. As a husband giving up their wife to somebody else to have sex with, we want to protect them as much as we can and make sure that we surround them in security in a very insecure environment and moment. So it's very important that we are able to check out who you are, make sure you're not married, make sure we're not going to have a wife come knocking on the door or a girlfriend or some spouse that you never disclosed. So we really want to double check some of those things. Super. It's boring, I know, but it's super important, and it's what all hot husbands are really looking for, to make sure that when you come around to fuck their wife, that they're really super happy about it. And they're really super confident about it. And when they shake you by the hand, it goes straight from a handshake to kissing, to pants off, dick sucked, and let's all fuck. And that's really the process that we all want to kind of experience here. We want to make it about an hour and a half. When it's done, everybody finished, clean up, everybody leaves, allow the husband and wife to take a minute to connect. It's another really, really good thing. Don't linger after the sexual experience. So say you meet somebody in a hotel. And you all had sex. And it was crazy. Everybody's sweaty. And it was crazy. Like, oh, my God, I'm in love with this woman. She has a tight pussy. Never experienced anything like it before. When it's done and you've come and she's come and the husband's come and everybody's cleaning up, put your clothes on and leave. They don't need a linger-oner. They don't need a third wheel. They don't want someone hanging around. They want to take a moment, reconnect, then go down to the bar or to Chili's. And just have that moment by themselves. And the worst thing is if there's somebody clinging on the background. So when you're done, remember what you're there for. Everybody got pleasure. You came, they came, just leave. Unless they ask you and say, hey, listen, we love you so much. You're so fabulous. Let's all go and have a drink at Chili's. Probably not going to happen. But if they do say it, go do it. But if they don't look for any signals. Do the right thing. Put the condom in the trash bag, go wash your dick off, put your pants on, and get out of there as quick as you can so they can reconnect. Because remember, it's a power play for the husband and wife, and they need to reconnect when they're finished. And if you're lingering around, there's no reconnection. They don't want to fuck you again because they did that. And if they do, they'll ask you back for another date. Believe me, the faster you're out there and just say that it was amazing, you can't believe that you had this experience, you get out of there, I promise you, within 2 hours, they'll be texting you again to see when you can come back and play again. If you linger, you'll never hear from them again. That's from a hot husband's point of view. If anybody had, so let's just have a little look at the prompts for a minute. I appreciate your safety precaution. What about the money shot? Any opinion options like come on tips? Yeah, so the majority. So there's really three rules of thumb. If you're fucking her from behind, they're going to ask you to come on her back. If you're fucking her in missionary, they're going to say, can you pull out and come on her tits? Or they might, if they're really, really hardcore, say they want you to come inside her in your condom. So there's really three ways to go there. It's probably a good idea before you come just to say, where would you like me to come? Really, really simple. Remember, this is all about coming back for a second or a third experience with this couple. If you want to do that successfully, communicate, communicate, communicate throughout the entire experience. Does it feel good? Are you liking it? Am I fingering you right? Am I licking you right? Am I fucking you right? Husband, are you being okay? Would you like to join in? Would you like to take a turn? Don't monopolize it. You know, really read the room and understand where your position is as a third in a couple. Ask those questions. It's perfectly okay whilst you're doing doggy style and you're near to coming to say, can I come on your back? Would you like me to come in my condom? Or what would you like me to do? It's perfectly fine. Remember, if you're communicating, everybody's having a great time. If no one's talking and communicating throughout the sexual experience, it's probably not going to be successful for people. I think that's probably a good rule of thumb for any experience, whether it's with your wife or with a third. Communicate, communicate, and it'll always work out just fine. Remember, they don't know what you want or what your needs are unless you communicate them to them. If it's your thing to come on her face or to come on her tits or to come on her back or to come inside your condom, let them know, and it's probably going to be just fine. When is too much questions during the intercourse? I don't think there's ever too many questions. When I slide my dick inside someone new, and it's tight and it feels good, I say, my God, that feels tight and it feels good. How would you like me to fuck you? Do you like to be fucked really slow? Or do you like me to fuck you really hard and quick? Do you like your legs up around my shoulders? Or do you like it more monogamous and your legs down by your side? I think communicating during sex with somebody else's wife is totally acceptable. Because remember, it's just a fleeting moment. This is not some long, drawn-out experience that we're going to have time and time again. So if you don't know, I think it's probably very, very eloquent and proper to ask. So never too many questions. Oh, SRQ guy. Well, thank you very much for being a part of our little chat here. And hopefully you can come back, and if you have any additional questions, I'd love to answer them for you. But these were all great questions. Yeah, that's a great point. When are you both done? We are done. Yeah, that's a really good point too. Some women are multi-orgasmic. So when they come, they like to rest for a second and then go again. So again, it's down to that communication part. Just really talk about what's going on. I think one of the things that happens, and it certainly happened to me over the years, is that we get bullying, we get all involved in the sexual experience, and we stop asking questions. All of a sudden, it's me, bang, 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 bang. If she moves her body, then get back in. Bang, bang, bang. Suck on the tits. Kiss her neck. Pull her hair. Stop asking, and even me, I stop asking questions about, does that feel good? Are you enjoying that? Should I use a different technique? Should I lay you by your side? How are you feeling? I think just communicate, communicate, communicate throughout the entire experience is always the way to go. Remember, you got there. You already know you're having sex with the wife. You know, it's not a misnomer. It's not, oh my God, you know, I worked so hard to get here. We booked a hotel room. I've got $110 into a Hampton Inn. Oh my God, what do we do next? You know you're having sex with the wife. So just go slow. Remember, it's all about pleasure. It's all about communicating. It's all about respect. Make sure you get an invite back for a second time. It's also important to, and this is a part of a very bigger experience and a very bigger discussion. If you go slow, you're probably going to stay harder. If you communicate, you're probably going to stay harder. Remember, you're there to be a big, hard, fat cock to fuck the wife. So if you can't perform because you're quick and busy and overthinking and rushing, you're probably not going to stay hard. You're probably not going to stay erect. It's probably going to fade out very, very quickly. You're going to be 30 minutes and everybody's done. So just go slow so you stay hard. If you need, and this has happened many times, so you're fucking. The wife's like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, this is amazing, this is amazing. He's fucking me like a rock star. Honey, 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 put your cock in my mouth. This is amazing. And all of a sudden, because she's talking to the husband, your cock goes a little soft. Just slow down and step back. Take your cock out. Say, you know, I'm just going to sit on the couch, going to take a breath, have a glass of wine, have some water, and then we're going to get back at it. And perhaps I'll suck your tits, I'll lick your clit, I'll kiss you a while, and just go slow. Remember, you're there to be hard. So don't go full on. Go slow, maintain that erection, maintain that ability to be mentally aroused through the entire process. You know, we obviously have a lot of things to help us. We have, Cialis and Viagra, and there are some injectables that you can take 10 minutes prior to sex and keeps you hard for about 4 hours. But remember, the process is all about pleasure for the wife. And so the slower you can go and the easier it can be for everybody is the better it is for everybody. And the more likely you're going to get a second invite back to perform again, because they just want to have a good sexual experience. They're not looking for a boyfriend or for a new husband or for someone to move in and help pay their bills. They're just looking for a good fuck experience. So try to be that as a bull or a guy trying to get into the hot wife lifestyle. Now, the last point that we're going to talk about, it's already been going on for about 50 minutes. The way to get more experiences as a bull or a guy trying to get into the hot wife lifestyle is to get reviews. So you need to be on a site like SDC or SLS or Cassidy. And then you need to ask the husband or the wife to leave you a review after the sexual experience. So it's more important that you do a good job right at the very end, so everybody's left with a really good experience. Because as a hot husband, the first thing I'm going to do when you contact me is go to your reviews. If you have no reviews, I'm going to ask you, why don't you have any reviews? And if you say, well, the last three people that I fucked, really, we left real quick and it didn't end so great. The husband got upset and had too much whiskey, whatever. Didn't leave a review. I'm probably not going to ask you to come around and fuck my wife. So try to go slow. Remember, pleasure, pleasure, pleasure. Get a review at the end, because that's what you need to move on to your next sexual experience with another hot husband or another hot wife. Or another swinging experience as a single guy stepping in as a third. You need to get those reviews. They're super, super important. So do an amazing or better than amazing job to make sure that you please everybody, not just the wife, but the husband as well, and make sure it all ends up great. What's the meaning of all this blah, blah, blah? Well, the blah, blah, blah is you should definitely be on another channel stroking your dick and not listening to me. So please go there instead of here. It would be a much bee honey. Definitely be a better place for you. We're talking about hot wifing, hot husbanding, and being a bull in the hot wife lifestyle. A wet in idiot gluten dit. I'm not quite sure what that means, but it doesn't sound very good. So make sure that you get a good review after you've had, you've really worked hard to get to that point where you can go and have sex with somebody's wife. You worked hard for it. You should really finish it well. Be respectful. Make sure you come back for a second visit and get that review. Make sure you ask for it before you leave. Say, hey, listen, that was amazing. Please review me on SDC. I would love to get your review. I had such an amazing time. I'm going to review you. With respect and honesty, and I'd really like for you to do the same. Bibba, honey, but why are you doing this? So why do I do this? So I'm a hot husband as a part of a hot wife lifestyle couple, and every 2 weeks we do every second Wednesday we do a 1 hour seminar talking about hot wifing and about swinging and about the rules and regulations and how to be successful, as we have been for the last 10 years, to help those guys, gals, and couples trying to join the hot wife lifestyle or the swinging lifestyle do a better job at it. Because we believe that the more we talk about it openly, the more we all discuss it, And the more we dive in and ask questions about it, the better everybody's experience will be. You know, a lot of people say, why do I sit here for an hour and just talk over and over and over again about the same things? You can go to miamiswings.com or Miami Swings on YouTube. We're the only lifestyle video podcast on YouTube. It's just important to talk about all the things that nobody talks about in the lifestyle that needs to be talked about, so that all of us have a better understanding of how to treat each other with respect, give each other pleasure, make sure we're all successful, make sure that we will stay in the lifestyle for a long period of time instead of just getting in, finding it hard to understand and hard to navigate, and then popping out again. The longer we're in it, the better it is for our particular lifestyle. And we believe talking about all of these particular issues is definitely a benefit for everybody involved in hot wifing and swinging as a whole. You know, I'm actually not a speaker. I just find the lifestyle so compelling and important to talk about that I can't stop talking about it. And when I found it and realized that it was such a great thing, that I just found that I needed to tell everybody. And this is one of the outlets that SDC allows me to have every 2 weeks. They advertise every 2 weeks for me to say that I'm going to be on here and I'm going to be talking about this, that, or the other kind of subject. And when I talk about that stuff, I find it really serious to be serious about it and to allow others, especially single guys in the lifestyle, to know how to do a better job. Because I want single guys to be successful. I want women that are the wives of husbands that want a hot wife to have a successful experience. And if I don't tell those guys how to do it well, they really are thumbs and fingers and ticks and tacks. They never get it right the first time. The wife doesn't have a good experience. The husband doesn't have a good experience. The bull doesn't know what to do, where it went wrong. So the more I can talk about that, the better it is for our lifestyle as a whole, I think. Not that I'm an advocate for hot wifing or for being bulls or for women having sex with other men outside their marriage, but I just think that somebody needs to talk about it, and I happen to be that person. So hard cuck, me giver. That's really good that you, at least you found it. The most important thing is that you found the lifestyle and you are able to embrace it and you're enjoying it. So we're going to wrap this up. It's 7:55 and we normally go on for about 1 hour. So I have about 4 minutes left. Everybody, thank you. I know there was probably around about 75 people came and went and listened to little bits of what I had to say. If anybody found one iota of what I had to say of interest, I am appreciative of that, and I thank you very much for listening. The hot wife lifestyle is a great lifestyle as long as you go slow and enjoy it and communicate through it. My name's Marco. I'm from Marco and Renee, the Miami Swings podcast. You can find us on YouTube, Stitcher, all of the radio stations. We're also on YouTube as a video podcast. I did actually just do two incredible podcasts on video. One was me actually having a physical vasectomy. So you can actually see me having the real operation in real time, a vasectomy, which we just did. It's a two-part series. And we just did interview the hot wife Hunter, who is a great guy, traveling around America having sex with the most beautiful women in every state that are hot wives. He was an amazing guy, and you should definitely watch that episode too. Go to Facebook, Miami Swings. Go to Instagram, Miami Swings Podcast, and everywhere else in the world. Just put Miami Swings in YouTube, in Google, and you're going to find us somewhere. I'm glad that everybody tuned in tonight, and I thank you very much. And don't forget, 2 weeks from now, we're going to have a whole new subject. I'm going to waffle on about for a whole hour, and you can grill me and chill me as much as you want. Thank you very much, and goodbye for now. It was a great evening to talk to you all.
South Beach, South Tan, it's not just a tan. It's a lifestyle free of dyes, full of shimmer. SouthBeachSelfTan.com.
I can't believe that we've just received our very first Sex Box subscription at Cratejoy. And it's super exciting to do the unboxing with you guys today. So we actually, Angel and A just picked it up from the front porch. And here it is. It's heavy. It's in a very, very lovely box. What do you think of the box?
I wanted to feel the weight of it.
Feel the weight of it. Yeah, totally.
Yeah, it is heavy.
There's a lot of stuff inside, I'm sure. So this, I think, is box number one that everybody will receive when they subscribe to Sexbox subscription. So let's start the unboxing, my darling,
okay.
And let's see how it goes. So on the front it says, thank you for your order.
Yeah.
Very unassuming,
yeah.
Nice and easy to receive on the front porch.
Yeah,
didn't look like a sex box.
Right, but it has a little sexiness.
I love the flowers. It's like, is that roses or fire or something?
No, it's like red smoke.
It's like red lava smoke.
Yeah.
Okay, let's have a little look.
Can we open?
Oh my gosh, so here we are. Let's show everybody. So we're unboxing, first time, sex box subscription written on the inside. It has a little card here that says truth or dare. Do you want to pick it up?
Sure.
What does it say?
So you have to pick truth or dare.
Okay. Oh gosh. Dare.
Dare. Strip down to your birthday suit and quickly run in front of the window.
Oh, okay, that's easy. What was the truth?
If you had to describe your lover's butt to someone, how would you describe it?
Oh, like a rose. Okay, so you can go next. So here we are, unboxing. Open this puppy up and let's see what's inside.
I like how clean it is.
Very, very clean.
Yeah,
it's very super
clean.
Full. Like, you couldn't put anything else in here.
No. So this is what it looks like on the inside.
There we go.
I always see something spilling out that I'm obsessing over.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
what's
yeah.
What's inside there?
They're fishnets, baby.
Fishnets. Stockings to the girl is number one. Let me see. So let's open the packet.
Obsessed.
They are beautiful. Actually, these are super naughty. Can I take one out?
Yeah, of course.
Oh my gosh, fine lace. They're beautiful lace.
I'm gonna just put those on in a minute.
So the very first thing to come out of the box is
a set of
fish net stockings. That's very, very pretty.
Oh yeah, put that baby back in there.
Oh, you want me to put it back
so
in?
Excited.
Oh, you're so naughty.
Okay.
Really. What's
okay.
next?
That was a winner.
Okay, let's put it right here. Let's put it right here.
Here? Okay.
Yeah.
Alrighty. So you're next.
Actually, yeah, you're right. Actually, let's put it right here so we can see exactly what we got in the box. My apologies.
That's okay.
I apologize for that. So the second thing out of the box is, what is this? Oh, it's a naughty mask. It's
satin,
like a silk.
Satin.
It's a satin silk eye tie.
Yeah.
Black on one side, super pink on the other. What do you think of
Actually,
that?
Actually, I'm just obsessed with this.
I mean, I could tie your hands or tie it around your eyes.
No, put it around my eyes.
Oh my gosh.
Just like that.
That is so naughty.
Yeah. Oh,
okay, you want to pick the next
so
thing out of the box?
Luxurious. Yes,
it's
I
very
do.
Luxurious.
It really
Actually,
is.
I love
Put
the way that satin is so silky and shiny.
Yeah, I'm obsessed with that.
What's
with
next?
You.
Okay, so we have fishnets and a satin eye mask.
I think I'm going to be a good girl and find something for you.
Go on.
What's this, baby?
I think that might be a cock ring and a ball ring.
It is. This is a really nice.
And actually, the material is really nice.
Super. I don't even want to say soft.
It is
got
soft.
That, yeah.
It's like almost like a silky,
like a
satiny feeling.
Yeah, it almost feels like suede or something.
Yeah. Yeah, it's lovely.
Yeah, it's really lovely.
Okay, can I go next?
You can go next.
Okay, so who doesn't like a pair of dice?
Of course you like
Now, let's just go. Can I roll the dice?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay, roll the dice, says XXX,
kiss. A triple X kiss. So I get a triple X kiss from whoever I'm playing with.
You're going to be getting one of those soon, baby. I'm going to give you a PG one right now. How's that?
Thank you so much. So can I do it again real quick?
Sure.
Okay. So dice roll number two is, oh, this is naughty. Suck on her ass. Okay, so let's move on, everybody. So these are, so we got one, two, three, four. We're already at four items out of this box, and we haven't even started.
We are.
What's next?
Should I get something naughty or something nice?
Something naughty, naughty, nice.
How about not? No.
Get out of here.
This one.
Don't even start. Are you kidding me?
Look.
Oh, my gosh. Take it out.
Very naughty.
Take it out. What is it?
It's a dildo, baby.
Oh, my gosh. It's a dildo.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, take my breath away.
It's my new little.
It looks real. It looks real.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's beautiful.
I mean, it's, you know.
I wish I had a penis like that. That's just beautiful.
I'm getting hot, baby.
This is a really good gift. I'm sure a lot of couples would really.
Actually, how much fun is this, really?
Yeah,
it's going to be a lot of fun, for sure. You put it in your drawer. It's one of those things that.
Oh, it doesn't even. It actually smells
like.
That
you pull out when you want to have a.
This is great. What a beautiful penis. It even has the veins on it.
Yeah, so that's one.
What a great product. Okay, yeah. So you went. So now it's Daddy's turn. Okay, Daddy needs every play date.
Oh yes, of course.
A series of
condoms.
So these are a set of 10 curated condoms.
There's 10 in there.
There's 10 in
there. Wow, that's a lot.
Isn't it?
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Can you even believe it?
Wow. Is that kidding? There really is 10?
There's 10 condoms in the box. No, give me them back. You're a naughty girl. She's such a naughty girl. Can you believe she just did that? She's trying to keep condoms for herself and her naughty after-party favorites. Okay, what else comes next? Actually, when I open the box, now you know what that goes with.
Oh, yeah, I do, actually.
Look at this piece right here. Just so you know, I'm going to tell everybody now, Angel Renee.